is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. My name is Sharon Sarles, and I am so glad to be visiting with you today. I want to tell you about the victory that I found in Jesus for my children. I want to encourage parents and educators. Have you noticed that we have a challenge on our hands? I think children have more needs today than they have ever had before. And I'm here to tell you that God has something to say about it. And I have some answers. Hallelujah. And I am just so honored and really thrilled to be able to tell you about it. I think you'll understand my heart if you understand a little bit about my family background and some of the experiences that we had. I want to particularly tell you about one of my grandsons. But my whole family is very academically oriented. I have a couple of graduate degrees. I teach in an institution of higher learning. And I have always felt to preach the gospel. What I want to do is put people's hand in the hand of Jesus. I wanted to do that since I was 10 years old. So here I am in an academically oriented family, and yet learning disabilities run in our family, it appears, and they seem to be getting worse. You know, I really had a hard time rearing my daughter, and then my grandsons came along, and they had even more and different problems than she did. And of course, I had a few, but they didn't stop me from getting my academic honors, but it wasn't easy. And then the unthinkable happened. My daughter and my grandsons were in a terrible automobile accident. Do you remember Christmas 04? And remember how it was icy? Well, we had had our Christmas together, and then she was going back to where she lived and have another. We tried to pick out the least icy day. We looked on the internet. We thought it was good. She went out. She showed the boys the snow. They got to get out of the car at a rest stop, and they were going on, and she just slid. She was completely awake. She stayed in control of herself, but the car slid, and the eldest child, 7, died. The middle one, who I'll tell you about today, was given 0% chance of living. The little one, almost 3, femur broke and glass everywhere. The medics didn't even have a place to put her. They just laid her out on the asphalt. And long story short, we ended up in Fort Worth because there was what was reputed to be the best pediatric ICU unit in the state. And I had my hands full. I had a grown daughter who was smashed up and in shock and should have been in a hospital herself, but they transported her because they figured the second one was going to die. I had 2 kids, one in a coma. He turned 5 when he was in a coma. The other one, 3, man covered in blood. You could just barely see his little eyes sticking out. Both of them badly traumatized. And it was Christmas Day when the little one had his, or supposed to have had his leg set. And I put my daughter in his room, so she at least had a bed, such as it was. She should have been in hospital. She was in shock and not really very stable. We set up a 24-hour prayer watch around the middle one. Now, they hadn't told me how bad off he was, but it was obvious he was in a coma, and it was obvious that he was losing body weight fast, and he was blue, non-responsive. We set up a prayer watch, and, you know, I didn't know anybody in Fort Worth, but I remembered that there was someone in Fort Worth because I remembered listening to the radio when I was a teenager, not even a teenager. I remembered, and Kenneth Copeland is his name, and so I knew that there was a big church out there, and because I've been on a staff of a church and I've done hospital visitation, I made bold. So I really don't think that I had any right to do this. I made bold, and I called them. I said, would you put me on your list? And they helped me out. Somebody out there did come out and visit my daughter and me and prayed with us. And, you know, was quite experience, but I saw who did help, who went out of their way to help, and I really appreciated them. And I'll tell you later about my change of mind about the book, but I want to tell you about the middle grandson. So we were praying 24-hour watch around him. My daughter would come when she could. She would come up on crutches. Her ankle hadn't been set. It was just smashed. Her face was smashed in. Anyway, and I just shuttled between rooms and got a cat nap here and there as I could. Would been several days. One afternoon, I asked the nurses there to put on the Batman video, because that's what the boys had been playing when they were at my house. They'd been playing like they were Spider-Man or Batman or something. And when that video went on, my grandson made that Spider-Man hand motion with one of his hands. I knew it was coming back to me. I could see that, but I'd been praying over him. And I started dancing. The nurses rushed over thinking I was going nuts. When they saw what was going on, they started rejoicing too. So once his life signs were stable, the doctors got together and called a doctor from another hospital. And the little room where there was a computer so they could see the x-rays or CT scans or whatever was just across the hall. And I saw how the doctors all got together in that little room as this new doctor came. And I saw the deference with which they greeted him. So I knew he must be very good. And he took a look at those x-rays and he said, I can't make heads or tails of these. He called the computer tech who tried but couldn't get a clearer picture. I can't. And so he ordered new x-rays. I happened to be there again when the doctors all gathered to see the new x-rays. He looked at it. And I give him credit, he continued to be composed. And he said, "Well, boys, you don't need me." And he walked out of the room and down the hall, and all the other four or five doctors, whatever they were, just had their mouths open. Nobody said anything. They just were gaping. You know what happened? Is that my grandson's facial bones had all been smashed into his brains. And so they had called the best doctor they could find to take a child's bones out of his brain and put them back together in face shape. Because that's the condition that the boy had come to the hospital in. But they didn't need him. Those bones were back in face shape. Pretty much. Weren't in the brain anymore, and they looked like a face. It was amazing. There is no explanation for that. That many doctors did not simply make a mistake. Right. And there were still CT scans of the brain that my sister, who's a pediatrician, referred to as Swiss cheese. Anyway, so as the boy got better, his life signs stabilized, and they decided that he could go to the brain ward. I'm going to interrupt myself right here to do some radio stuff, but you will want to hear the rest of the story, so don't go anywhere.
Sharon would love to pray with you for your children. In fact, it would be an honor for her and her prayer team to bring you and your loved ones to the throne of grace. Just email your urgent prayer request to info@greatshalom.org or write to the Great Shalom Broadcast, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. God says, "Where two or more are gathered together, I am there." God hears and answers prayer.
I would like to invite you to come to the Great Shalom website at www.greatshalom.org. You'll find lots of resources there. Articles, free offers, books of the month, archives of the broadcast, podcasting, and there's even a space to blog. And in that blog, you're invited to input information about your VBS or your youth revival. Just go to www.greatshalom. You can look for blog, select that, and you can just type it in. It won't be posted immediately because it has to go through an approval process. But anyway, do come to the website, www.greatshalom.org. Www, great like big, and shalom is shalom.org. See you there.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.
So this is Sharon Sarles with the Great Shalom Broadcast, and I'm telling you that God wants total well-being for your children. So I'm telling about my grandson's miraculous healing. I didn't tell you about how many problems he had before the accident, but now he's in a terrible car accident, smashed up with his bones of his face into his brain. The medic who scraped him up said 0% chance of living, and now he's conscious. And now his bones are out of his face for no reason except the mighty, miraculous power of God. And so he's moved to the brain ward there in the hospital. And we have a meeting. And we said, well, our goal is that he will come out walking, talking, ideally going to the bathroom in 2 weeks. They thought we were stark raving mad, right? Because on the basis of their experience, they knew that they would discharge a vegetable in 6 months when benefit ran out. But that's not what we knew on the basis of faith. And so, and really, in fact, if my older gentleman friend hadn't been there and hadn't been very adamant, I think they would have overridden us. But we insisted, this is what we're going to do, and this is, and that was my goal. 2 weeks, he will be talking, walking, and going to the bathroom. Of course, they knew that this grandmother was out of her mind. And a couple of, I insisted he get some food, and my goodness, he ate like an adult man. And we wanted to ensure that we would not speak negatively over this child, because I knew that even children, even people in comas can hear you, right? And if we spoke negatively over him, that would not help his own healing process. And so I tried to get the agreement that if we needed to talk something negative, we would go outside the room to talk about it. Again, the nurses thought we were nuts, but finally we got a doctor who agreed with that, understood that there's good research about that, and so we got that enforced. I fed the boy, and of course I talked to people who can't talk to me, for heaven's sakes. You know, if you're a minister, you know that. If you've been doing hospital visitation very long, you know that. And so I was talking to him, and I said, well, good dinner, and he nodded, and I said, would you like to watch some Batman or whatever it was? And he nodded. I went and turned on the television. I came back and I said, it's a good thing you have a grandmother. He said, yeah. He said, yeah. And from then on, he was talking to me if he wasn't too tired. I told the speech therapist that, and she patted my hand and gave me a pamphlet on how to talk to aphasic patients. The next day, the orderly came to me and said, do you know what? He's talking. I said, yes, I know. Isn't that wonderful? The next day, for some reason, the speech therapist rearranged her schedule and she saw the boy in the morning instead in the afternoon. And she came back to me. She said, oh, we had this great session. You're right, because she was playing with little animals with him and he had talked to her, right? He's talking. And I said, oh, it's so smart of you to move your session to the morning when he's not so tired. And she just looked at me like, oh my gosh, she told me that he was talking 2 days ago. And I, anyway, the boy's talking and he's walking and he needs a little help to go to the bathroom because it's an adult size commode, but in 2 weeks, the guy is talking, walking, and going to the bathroom. They kept him another week, so he was discharged in 3 weeks. Before he was discharged, I called the state trooper and the medic that scraped my offspring up off the sidewalk to tell him thank you. It turned out that I called the state trooper first, and the state trooper said, "Ma'am, would you call the medic?" I said, "Well, yeah, he was next on my list." He said, no, you don't understand." This trooper said, the boy had 0% chance of living. And he was, you know, it's hard for us when we have kids who are that smashed up. I said, "Well, thank you. Sure, I'm going to call him." And so I did. The medic said, "Yes, ma'am." I told him who I was. He said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "I want to thank you for helping my kiddos. I just want to let you know that the boy he's awake and starting to talk." I got silence. Silence. Because the medic knew very well that was impossible. I said, "Well, sir, we believe in miracles." He said, "Yes, ma'am." "Yes, ma'am. We got miracles." Didn't tell you that the boys had problems before. It's not surprising to you that the 3-year-old's leg eventually healed, although it was pretty tough. He was in 2 body casts, and both, you know, his mother couldn't lift him because she was on crutches, and eventually she got patched up. But it was hurting me. It was hurting me to lift that boy. But we lifted him all the time, and his bone hadn't been set. But he got well, and the glass worked its way out of his forehead, but he wasn't talking. His brothers hadn't talked till pretty late. His oldest brother had been living with me so he could get therapy and so I could teach him. And that's a whole other story, but they were making such progress, and the older ones. And so, younger one. I'll tell you all of that. It took some innovative education to get the boys talking and reading. So it wasn't enough for this grandmother to have a couple of boys walking, talking, and going to the bathroom. I wanted boys who could read and who could do well in life. And that meant doing well in school for me. I'll tell you about how that all happened. The middle one wasn't a good kid before the accident. After the accident, it was like he got some of his older brother's personality. That's what his mother said. He's a great kid. Happy. Biddable, you know. And long story short, he's been on the honor roll now for 2 years. He's playing sports. But to say that he's back playing sports, he's on the honor roll, even that without the brain injury, is amazing. Let me tell you, we were sitting in a doctor's examining room. It was my daughter, my 2 grandsons, me, my sister, who's a pediatrician, and my sister's friend, right? Because we were at that doctor's office to have the cast cut off the youngest. And here's my sister, who's a pediatrician, talking to her colleague and friend. And here are the 2 little boys, 5 and 3, playing on the floor. And my sister says, "Look at that one. He had Swiss cheese for brains. And look at him playing with his brother, just like any 2 little brothers would." And I saw the look on the doctor's face. She looked at my sister like, "Now, I know that's entirely impossible. That cannot be true. But I am not going to say anything to you. I am not going to tell you you're an idiot because you're in front of your sister." That was the look on her face. But it was, in fact, absolutely true. Saw the CT scans myself. They weren't good. This was a serious brain injury. And here is a boy playing about like normal. And today, better than could have been expected without the injury. Truly. I want to share in another program about the the innovation of education that we apply to get these kids reading and doing well in school. But here, let's just stop a minute and think. Here is a child that we snatched from the arms of death. And it's been a big change in my life, too, because we got really serious about God. You know, because of my own life experience, and maybe I just was born believing in healing, but I knew healing was available. I knew it. And I was over that PICU bed. And I was praying, and I was going to have it. And I knew it was there. I didn't have time for any of my theological arguments, resentments. And I had some because I'd been in seminary and I'd been in the ministry and I had had obstacles, to say it tactfully. And I knew a whole lot and I could argue. But this was my grandson and I was going to have him back. I was going to have him back. And we did. And I discovered that I had been mistaught about God. God really is love. God really wants the best for us. And God really does not pick and choose who gets healing. Jesus bought our healing. It's bought and paid for. And we just have to receive it by faith. Really. That's what's in the scriptures. And that is what those of us who believe that, receive that, are experiencing. And I want to share that with you. I want to put your hand in God's hand. And whether your healing comes miraculously or as a healing or through innovative strategy, you know, when you're on the receiving end, that's not the important way. You know, that's not as important as getting your healing. And when you're a parent or a grandparent, once again, how you get it is not the important thing, but that you get it for your children. It seems to me that even among those of us who are allied with God, we seem to forget that our children are involved in that covenant and our grandchildren, and actually that is what it says. Those of us who believe strongly in healing, often we forget that it applies to our children. For some reason, in this culture, we are resigning ourselves to having a generation or two who are just marching toward destruction in character, in cognitive development, in cognitive decline, in learning disabilities, in physiological problems that even science is grappling with. And the statistics are so grim that no one wants to tell you about them. But if you look around, it is not simply you and your child. It is not only your classroom that is beleaguered. It's everyone's. But the good news is that God has full salvation for us. Salvation is rather full. Right? The Lord has blessed us and wants us to live a blessed life like the Garden of Eden. That's the way He planned it. Right? This is what I want to share, that God wants the best for your children. That's great news from the perspective of a mother, a grandmother, or an educator, that God is here to help me in my role as I'm trying to help children. Yes. Hallelujah. So in this broadcast, I want to share that with you. I want to share good, straight from the Bible teaching. I want to invite guests who might have a fresh idea from their profession so you can find the right strategy when a strategy is needed. I want to encourage you. I want to pray with you. I want to model for you and teach you how to pray over your children, how to bless your children. So let me pray with you now. And so now, Lord, I bless my listeners. I bless them with great shalom, with health and healing and wholeness, peace of mind, right relationships, prosperity, nothing missing, nothing broken. Lord, may they catch the vision, have the understanding revealed to them that you love them and their children, that you want the best. The very best for all children. And may we be instruments of that in this world. And we pray it in the mighty, matchless, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you want to write me, please do that via email at info@greatshalom.org, or you certainly write me by regular mail and tuck in a gift at P.O. Box 971 Cedar Park, Texas 78630. 971 Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And by all means, come to the website. We've got a lot of resources there at www.greatshalom.org. I would just like to say a quick word right here. How happy I am to now be on Word of Faith Radio. Hallelujah. I really am delighted and really honored to be welcomed here, because this is who I listen to. Hallelujah. And so it's an honor. Thank you so much for welcoming me. And welcome to you, my new listeners. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are going to meditate the word together. We're going to pray together. And we're going to glorify God together. Because God wants well-being, shalom, for all children. I know you know, like I know, that children have a lot of needs today. But God has the answer. In fact, God is the answer. Hallelujah. And we are going to spread the word. Thank you so much. And this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.